Dabar Hashem El Moshe Leimar Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar Unto Adas Bnei Yisrael Yamarta Aleihem Ki Doishim Tiyu Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You should be Kodosh because I Hashem am Kodosh. Rashi says this pasuk was said with the gathering of Gan Kol Yisrael because most of the Gufei Torah are told in this parasha. Many of you show this in this parasha. So it was sent over to Gan Kol Yisrael when they were together. So Rabbi Yashiv and his Sefer Divrei Haggadah, he asks us the Urim Pesukim. Goshen to you, Chazal say, Kadesh Atzmecho B'Mutullah. As long as that's the Sivanas. Sanctify yourself, even on the Mutter Dikzak. It's not good enough if you're not over on Yisurim. Just holding back from Yisurim does not make you anything special. You're not considered Kadesh with that. You have to do extra puas. Kadesh, don't settle for the least. Kadesh Atzmecho B'Mutullah. You have to sanctify yourself and even things that are mutter to you to be considered a kodesh. You have to elevate your whole level of life. I'll say, you know, it's a whole chain of zachim that lead to kedusha. You know, it's the hearers taking to this, to finally reach kedusha. It's a very, very high madrega. The idukisa in Parashat Shemini, when it says over there, speaks about the macholas asurais. It says for his kadashka, you should sanctify yourself. What's the pshat? As long as you stay away from tarifas, you stay away from these shkotzim and ramasim, you consider kodesh. So mamash yav will be in two extremes. Our pasuk says kodesh atzmucha b'mutala, you have to do extra things, and as the b'raisa of Pinchas ben Yair, the whole gestalshlus of kedusha, and there in Parashat Shemini, you stay away from tarifas. Yashiv says we're talking about two different things over here. In this parasha, we're talking about when Klal Yisrael is all together. And when they're all together, when they're listening to the Reitaira, they're directly facing HaKadosh Baruch. To have such a relationship with Hashem that you manage face to face with them and you have it vacuous, for that it's not good enough to not just to eat tarifas. For that you have to do extra pu'ulos to be makar yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be right that the shina rests on your mamish, you have to do extra. It's not just good enough for not eating tarifas. The gifts the person has to know. That even if he doesn't do anything special, he has a kedusha that nobody else has that the goyim don't have. This kadashim, nisim kedushim, even by just staying away from tarifas and shkotzim and ramosim, but then my line to kedusha. It might not be the highest, my grade of kedusha, to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over Epesiah. So Yashiv says that we have to take both of these perspectives and we have to use them in life. On one hand, in order to shy, in order to be oila, you have to have the highest sheaf as possible. You want to be close to Hashem. You want to be able to talk to Hashem face to face. So for that, we have to have the sheaf of doing extra pulis. Sometimes a person can get down on himself. I'm not really, I'm not this, I'm not that. And that's the Yetzirah working with the person. So you have to remember that even if you do the bare minimum, afal pike miskadashka v'yisam kedosh. So from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky in Yom Ha'Iron, he says, that we daven, yirotzen sh'niyah l'roish, v'loy l'zonav. What's the pshat? He says, that ever says, there's always a madrega. The person's always on a pretty good madrega. There's always a madrega lower than it. And no matter how low he goes, he says, there's always people worse than me. Right? The Russian shouldn't have to come on to being a tail and saying that there's always people less than us. Shania LaRoche, we always have to strive for the best. Oh, but the emphasis is, when a person is feeling down, he has to know that even if he doesn't feel he's on the highest madrega, he's on a much higher madrega than the Umis Oilam. He also brings down the famous Gemara, the Yuma, that when the Kazdiyah, that's Bava, when they came into the Heichal, so they saw that the Kruvim Urim Zebazet, the Kruvim were embracing with each other. So the Rebbe asks the question, how society they were embracing with each other? We know that when Klal Yisrael does the Ratzonai Bayre, the Kruvim were facing each other. And when they didn't do the Ratzonai Bayre, they were facing away from each other. So here at the time of Kurbin, when Klal Yisrael was in Kaz, of Klal Yisrael, how could it be that the Kruvim were Urim Zebazet? So Yaakov Rabbi Galinsky brings down a shot, and a tsunami. Until he was talking very angry with them. But when he saw the goyim coming in, and the way they were acting, it's such a price, it's such a real guy.
When they're on their lowest madrega, Lamaisa, what better do I have than them?
So then it was the Sayyid Rachman, and then the Kruvim were once again the Urum Zevazet. So these are two gishas that we have to have. On the one hand, you have to have that she'ifit. Kedoshim Tiyu, Kavashatsum Chavamutula. Don't settle for the least. The Easter, when you're feeling down, that's the vision. With just not eating tarvis, I'll lend your kaddish in a way that none of the other goyim are kaddish. They don't have that delusion. On the pasuk kedoshim tiyu ki kaddish ani Hashem elokeichem, Rabbeinu Ephraim says a nice pshat. What's the pshat kedoshim? Kedoshim means to be designated, to be mizumanim. Like it says, ve'la'am taimru hiskachu b'machar. I'm in Harsina, he says, prepare yourself for tomorrow. So Kedoshim is a lesson of preparation and designation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kedoshim Tiyu. You should always be prepared and designated to do my avodah. Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm always prepared to listen to your tefillos. I'm always prepared to come and do chesed for you. So if you want me to be prepared for you, you always be prepared for me to do my avodah. Say Piter and Pasik, Al Tifnu El Ho'ilim. You should not turn to the idols, to the Getchkas, to the Avodah Zarahs. What does the word Elilim come from? So Rashi says the word Elilim comes from the word Av. No, not, like, these are nothing. It's garnished with garnished. It has no chashivas whatsoever. So Al Tifnu El Ho'ilim, do not turn to the idols that have nothing to them. So the Haflora, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, he says, what's the chiddush? It's talking nothing. So what's the Torah telling us over here? Because the person might say in his heart, yeah, I'm not that this is garnished with garnished. I know that there's no mamushes in it. And it's talking choshev kiloi. Okay, let me see what it is. I want at least see it to be able to be mavazim. Let me see what it is and I'll talk to put them down. For that, the Torah tells us you're not allowed to have any shaitz with them. You can't see them even if you want to see them in order to be mavazim. You're not allowed to learn Supreme Minus. You're not allowed to read out of them, even though you know you want to do it to be Mavazina. How about picking? You're not supposed to do it. All right. So to have floor, the Gemara says about Acher, Elisha ben Avuya. He was mamish from the Gedolei Hador. He was on par with Rabbi Akiva ben Zayman ben Azai. They all went into a pie to some secret place where they were Isaac in the highest madrigas of Kiddush. Yachal Pikin, he turned into Acher. He turned into another person. Mar says in the Sefer Chagiga, how did that happen? It happened when he used to get up from his seat, he used to have Sifrei Minas falling out of his lap. At the time he was on a high madrega. And it's Mistavra that he wasn't reading these Sifrei Minas to be mushba from them. Afal Pikain, it's Mitama, and even a person on a madrega, Bacher, even on such a madrega, he can be mushba. So I'll tip the well, how real the Chiddush is. I mean, I don't think you're going to be mushba. And you know it's zero, Afal Pikain. Ruchim Pitter is the Mashgiach from Long Beach. He says over on Isa that he was collecting for the yeshiva in Lakewood. He was in Detroit. He hailed from Detroit. So, man, his man, he was trying to solicit funds for the yeshiva. Somebody told him that there's an Alta Litvish yid that learned yeshivas. He learned by Rabbi Bar, I think. And he's a person of means. He can go there and find a double. On the door. A lady answers the door. She's not wearing any covering over her head. She says, is your husband home? She says, he's not home right now. You can come into the study. He'll be here in a few minutes. Okay, he goes into the study. He doesn't see any familiar svarim. Not svarim that he's seen before. Kinds of foreign svarim. Finally, the fellow comes with it. Head of hair and a clenchy yamaki. Was Shalom Aleichem El Zentir. My name is so-and-so, you know, I'm collecting for the yeshiva in Lakewood. What's part of yeshiva is thus? That's the Rosh Yeshiva. She says, Ravan Kofu. He knows Gehat. I've heard of Ravan Kofu. Okay, fine. He starts talking. She tells him, when I was a young boy, just about bar mitzvah age,
father brought me to Rabbanu Befer if I had to get into his yeshiva. And Rabbanu Befer told my father the man, he says, I'm Yehud. He says, Mama, she's going to be a god of the time. So Rabbanu looks at him, he says, no. So, what happened? He says, the first day it's a shem. You understand already what happened? He says, no, I don't. He says, I had the time to read. Kinds of books and all kinds of zack, and slowly but surely it got me off to where I lost my interest in learning. So given Sifrei Minus and Moshe, that's what the Torah tells us over here, Al Tifnu Elhoi Ilum. Don't turn to the nothingness. Even if you know their nothingness, stay away from the Chisa Vayu El Oretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, when the Tatam called Eitz Maichel, around them or losay as period, it should be closed off, stuffed up to you. Sholay shonam yilacha arelim lo yeyachem. It should be considered fashed up for you. You're not allowed to eat. So the Medrash Rabba, this pasuk of Orla says, hadohu tesiv, it's chayim yilamachazikim. And the pasuk of Orla, about this it is said, it's chayim yilamachazikim. What's the pshat? What's the connection with this pasuk of Orla? I once saw this form that say, the person starts to learn, sometimes he finds it difficult. He doesn't see the papers right away. He tries once, he tries and tries. It's difficult. Gemara is difficult. Gemara Rashi is not easy. Anyone that thinks it's easy, it is not easy. He tries once, and he gets discouraged. So, Mr. Torah, take a look at Orla. Orla, I planted a tree. And the fellow's mom is cultivating the land. Don't water to get the owls dance. But they don't see the papers right away. The first 3 years, our outcome, our law says, period. It's the same thing sometimes. You don't see the Haswaka right away. You don't see it. It comes after Haravanya once, and Haravanya second time, Haravanya third time. That's when you begin to see the papers. The Gedolei Yisrael, if they have something right away without working on it, then they wouldn't be Makabal B'Shah. So I'm sorry for saying it. If you ever thought of a terrorist on the spot, he got it out of his mind. It didn't come through our neighbors, he wouldn't accept it. Matter of fact, we're part of that. So I'm really looking at my son. There's a new bacher came to the yeshiva. I go to bacher. And the bacher were telling me, you don't ask the shir right away, kasha right away, you shir, you wait. You know, the older bacher, maybe they ask. The younger bacher generally don't. Fine. Heard the shir. After the shir, didn't understand somebody had a kasha. And he goes over to Rabbi Ber. Yes, the kasha. Rabbi right away tells him the teretz. The mamish, it was mayor of the sugya for this bach. He sits down, he goes over the sugya. If you borrow Rabbi's hesper, the mamish is mayor of Sainan, the Baldiganda. While he's in the middle of taking it all, there's a cat on his shoulder. The Rabbi stands up. He says, the pshat I told you, you can't say the pshat. Forget about what I told you. Why? What? Then who? No. The next day, Rabbi comes over to him and tells him over the same shot again. He says, you've got the same shot. She says, yesterday the Rishi Shiva told me the very same shot that he told me he couldn't say. He can't say it. And today the Rishi Shiva tells me he couldn't say what's the shot. Yesterday I said it without her mind. He asked me the passion. So I said it off of the top of my head. Tell you a person has to be on the okay. If you see the papers right away, then epis is not guys. If there is Durgaharvit, then epis is something. Thus this Esther shot over here, a person should never get discouraged because it's diamond to a tree. The first 3 years is Arlen, with the side you see the papers. But the Sefer Apiriyot, which line of God Street says a different shot over here. It says in Api when it says in the Pasik, Smash Woman Bitseisko, you say Sefer. You saw her by your left. Be happy Zulun when you go out, and you saw her in your tents. So it brings down to one of the verses. Or should it's not Zulun, but say so. You make like a person goes out to business. He's nervous. He doesn't know if the business venture is going to be successful or not. Will he make business? Will he find the customers? Will he be able to sell? So when he goes down, he's nervous. It's only when he comes back home later and he made the profits and he made the deals and he feels good. But with the Yitzhiya, that not. whoever smiles, Zvulun, but say Sechor, Zvulun, you can be Sameach when you go out of Havos. Because you're doing it to support Torah. And by mitzvahs, there's a klal that if you thought of doing the mitzvah, even if it would be so, if you weren't successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you sechor, even for the mashalim. So you, Zvulun, when you go out to do business, even before you made the deals, or since you support Torah, so yours was a venture for a mitzvah, even for the Machshava in our land is good enough. So, now, period, that's the title over here. It says, Unetatem kol eitz maifu, all trees of fruits. The measure is barley, what is this called? That the measure stands is it's kindly lamachazikim, but Unetatem kol eitz maifu, that's what it is. If you plant the tree, stop, you're not going to be able to be successful. Not all trees are firmly rooted in the ground. Not all trees give off the best fruits. But if you're going to plant, kol eitz maichel, with shame supporting Talmidei Chachamim, it's chaymi l'machazikim bo. So then the very fact that you planted it and have an achshava to support, does halein bread payers. The male of Eschak, not everybody's zeichu that all his trees blossom. But by you, if by you it's a planting, the shame it's chaymi l'machazikim bo. For you, it'll talk to me and it'll talk to me, call it Michael. Because every tree you plant, even the ones that are not much slaving fruits, over the night you're going to have the papers of Ruchnias, you're going to be Zeuche to Gavaldi and Gavaldi Gaskar. In front of a blind person, you shouldn't put a mixture. Be a Reisim Elikef, and you should fear Hashem. Pashtus is not only going on putting a physical stumbling block, but giving bad aces that goes into the evil he's eating mitzvah. So Pashtus, why does it say over here we erase him early? He says, this is not out in the open that the people should know what his intentions are. So the Dalekodesh Baruch Hu says, even though the people don't know your intentions, don't forget, we erase him early. I don't know how it comes to everything. So Dr. Kashnein says, it says we erase him at Kavra, because a person shouldn't think nobody knows the difference. So, Remendel Kaplan, that's how she in Philly asks the question, I need the erase him at Kavra to tell me this. When you do a mitzvah, you do it for what people think you're doing. That's not why you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah because Hashem told you like that. If Hashem says, well, he really sees the mitzvah, what's the having mean it's telling what people think? If they only sit in initial periods hanging with Chaz, it's not telling you what people think. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So why does the Torah have to give me this special Azhar over here? If they even only sit in initial? And don't think people don't know the difference. If you're raising Manly Catholic, why would I have a happening of thinking that is depending on what people think? So Mendel Kaplan says in Gabaldic Upshad, he says the person himself is one of the breeds. The person himself is one of the people. Don't fool yourself either. Sometimes a person might think, you know, it's not really such a terrible thing. It really dates. It's not such a big answer. And can't live up now and to think, I'm really giving them a good answer, sure. He says, if you're afraid of Hashem, then all of these things fall by the wayside. It's not telling you what other people think. You yourself could fool yourself into thinking you're giving them a good answer. But because you have that negius, you don't realize it's only your negius that's giving him that etzah. But it's not really an etzah. So for that, the Torah says there's one etzah for that. If you really fear Hashem, that takes away of all negius. That takes the place of all negius. If you're afraid, you know Hashem is reading your minds. So then you know that you're making the right judgment. That's the pshat, he says, when it says in the pasuk, Yiras Hashem Tahayu. If a person has true fear of Hashem, so then this guy's been in that says, no, wait a minute. You know, Hashem knows exactly what I'm thinking. It just comes to mind now. It was Adam Godwin who just a very talented, a multi-talented person. Tzadik Manish. So he had a shaykhus with tells because he was related to the Kelvin Mishroch. He used to come to Yom Tov and Purim, he was there sometimes. See, he was there one Yom Tov, I think it was Shavuos. And he needed a ride back to New York. See, if
approached the Bucher. He says, are you going back? I'm Yantav. Are you going back to New York? Yeah, bro. So he said, forget about what I'm talking about. It's Yantav after I talk about it. He said, forget about it. And so Yantav, the Bucher, approached him. And he said, you know, okay, Yantav, you weren't allowed to approach me. Over now I'm approaching you. So he says, who do you think I'm going to narrow up on this Baruch Hu? He says, I made the Ishtabas on Yom Tov. I can't have any shachas to it anymore. He says, who do you think I'm fooling? That's Pshat. Somebody has Yir Shomayim. Is the Pshat all the machshavas and all the cheshbonos, they fall by the wayside. That's Yir Hashem Tahir. He said, that's also the Pshat when we say Uvol Tzirim. And then, Lassus returned to labor showing. If you place in our heart Ahava and Yira, then I can be assured it'll be Lassus returning to labor showing. I'm going to be able to do the Ratzon HaBayrei with a full heart. Satan calls him Baiter. Do not go peddling with tools. Tales of others in your nation. So Rashi tells us, it wasn't just to say like Rachel. Don't go and peddle. So Rashi, because most of the people are saying shekol shalchim the dunim. Most of the people that cause arguments, who misakra loshen hara, hoyelchim the beis reyehem. They go to the houses of their friends, l'ragel masharo, to spy out what they saw and what they hear. In order to go out to their friends in the streets, doesn't shall we say like Rachel. They go to the Dafkir to spy out things to be able to say over to others. So the Chavetz Chaim brings out to the Shalalaka is good. But why is the Torah stress to going? The Ikar is, you shouldn't be Masapa. Why Sidaber Rechilus, why Sidaber Rechilus, doesn't us to we say like Rachel. Good, that's what people do. But why is the Torah stress to we say like? Time says Rishendash Shalom Kodesh. That the reason why the Torah says Leiselik Rachel, that the chait is not only on the deeper. With the halicha beforehand, with the preparation for the same Lashon Hara, that is Midas Mishkosais, and on the halicha gufa, the preparation for it, you also get an Einish for. Is the Midas Rois that supply the fuel for the Saveira, for that also you get Einish. The Dugma Ludabra, and Shalom says, is that based on this insight, by the Meraglim we find that when they receive their Rhinish, it says, the Mispar Hayomim Ashatarkan as Horaz Akor Yayim. The amount of days it took for you to go around the land, Yayim Lashana, Tisra Zabonisayim Arbon Lashana. They were given a year in the Midbar for every day of the Meraglim. Shrekul Han Shalom, why did they? Punished for how many days they were walking around. They came back. They said the Lashon Hara. Took a few minutes. It was Ehu. What's the Pshat? Yoyim Lashona, Yoyim Lashona. Zachar Chaim Shmulevitz is a premier Avaraya that the Ikur Gnus of Lashon Hara is not only in the actual final act of saying the Dibur, but in the Shkitzas Amidas Rois, a person with his Gaiva and with his inconsideration, and he's not on the Shus on somebody else. And what does he do? He wants to have an oath from Yemen's downfall. It's the halicha. The Meraglim, while they were walking, they were preparing the tales and figuring out what to say to the Bnei Yisrael. The halicha alayim is given an oinish vazeh. Yoyim lashona, yoyim lashona. See, even if they didn't speak Lashon Hara b'poel until they finally arrived, right? Or Rafa Pekin for the halicha alone, they get punished. One of the pillows actually, the little halicha. Time says, this is why, if a person is misaper Lashon Hara to take LS, he says he's not doing anything wrong. So what do you find? Is a mutchati the governor also the tayelas? You don't find such a thing. Lashon Hara is a chavtsa di yisura. So why is it mutchati the tayelas? The teretz is that the ikur of Lashon Hara is, where is it coming from? Is it coming from midas mishchasayis or not? If it's not coming from midas mishchasayis, and it's not coming for the want to putting the other guy down, and you tap that kavodah totally l'shem shamayim, it's not shay you doing an aveira l'teyelis. Because haste is an aveira, right? It doesn't have a chepzim an aveira, shem chepzim aveira. Memeilu l'shnar l'teyelis is what? Chavetz Chaim does bring down l'halacha, though. What happens if you mean l'teyelis, but you're also getting pleasure? They not want to do it. Why? Because then it's a chavetz of lashon hara. I deal with tayelis. It's not much to do an aveira with tayelis. If it's totally l'shem shamayim and there's no midas roish of adarab, it's kulay midas l'tayiva. So then it's not a chavetz of lashon hara. But it's not an aveira. But once the bad midas get involved, even if it's l'tayelis, then you're not allowed to do that. I want to finish off with a nice word from Naftali Rupshitzer. Yahavta l'riyachla k'moicha an Yashem. Farshim asks, what's this Yahavta l'riyachla k'moicha an Yashem? What's the an Yashem doing here? So Naftali Rupshitzer says that he learned to meet his anav and ahavas Yisrael when he was a little boy. He must have been 3 years old, and he learned it from his Malamed that was teaching him alavas and teaching him how to read. Muhammad taught him, when you have two yuds next to each other, that's the Shem Hashem. But, saying no, two yuds next to each other, those are the Shem Hashem. So he came to the end of a pasuk and he saw two dots, one on top of the other. And it looked to him like one yud on top of the other, two yuds together. So he said the Shem Hashem at the end of the pasuk. So the Muhammad, he said, what are you doing? That's not the Shem Hashem. So Bossi does. He says, that's a stop. I thought you told me that we have two yuds together. It's the Shem Hashem. Muhammad told him, I said, if the two yuds are next to each other, if they're on the same level, and they're on this side by side, then that's the Shem Hashem. But if the two yuds are one on top of the other, then you know that that's a period. So he said, that went into him for the rest of his life. And he learned, when two yidden are next to each other, on the same level, and one is not misnasi over the other, then the Shem Hashem is nikra, then the Mekad Hashem Shemayim. But when a Yid tries to put himself on top of another Yid, to be misnasi, to be misgoed, that's a hefsik, that's a stoppage of Avodah, and that's taki lehepuch of what Avodah is meant to be. So then he types that strong the posit, if you love your neighbor when he's kamoicha, he's equal with you, then I'm Yashem, then I am Hashem, I'm Mashrech, Kinosi, Mesechechem, if all of you were equal, in the case of a person who's nasty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, En ani v'uichon v'ogad v'kipa'achas. It's only when we're equal, the two yud next to each other, thus is the Shem Hashem. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.